أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام بل افتراه بل هو شاعر فليأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأولون ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون وما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون وما جعلناهم جسدا لا يأكلون الطعام وما كانوا خالدين صدق الله العظيم. From the very beginning of the surah, Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about two or three aspects, and one aspect of it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the response of the disbelievers when they heard this Quran, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in their secret conspiracies they began to say, هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. With regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only a human being like you. أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. One allegation they made against the Qur'an Kareem, and that is that do you approach sihr, that this Qur'an is sorcery, وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ, whilst your eyes are open and you could have seen the reality. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about other allegations that they make with regards to the Qur'an. بَلْ قَالُوا أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ. They say that this Qur'an, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the contaminated dreams of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the confused dreams of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, they believe that some dreams could have come to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, which was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was contaminated with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's own thoughts, wa na'udhu billah, and then these were the confused words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence they believed that this whole Qur'an was a dream of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and that also not a pure dream from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was contaminated, there was confusion in it, there was infiltration of the thoughts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first allegation they made, that it was sihr, it was sorcery. Secondly, they say it was these confused and absurd dreams that one may have had, some nightmares that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wa na'udhu billah would have had, and he spoke this out to the people. بَلْ افْتَرَاهُ بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ. Then they say, no, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have forged this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have created this, his own words, he forged it, and he says it is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam fabricated this entire Qur'an, he faked it, and these are his words, and he says that they are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, they decide further, بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nay, he was a sha'ir, he was a poet, and these are the poetries of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we can see that there was utter confusion insofar as the kuffar were concerned. Some have said that these were different allegations against the Qur'an from different individuals, but no one wanted to believe that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Then they said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have brought to us like how the very first people had brought, in other words, those miracles and messages that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam had brought of the past, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have brought. Perhaps they would have believed those words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to it, مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, that not a single city that we destroyed before them believed. In other words, before them also, there were these people that disbelieved, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a prophet or a nabi to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to them, trying to guide them, but they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will they now believe? In other words, would these kuffar realize and understand that even in the past, there were people that did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not believe in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were destroyed. Insofar as strength is concerned, they were mighty and strong. The kuffar believed that they had all the financial power, especially of Makkah Mukarramah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them that there were people that before them had even greater finances, greater amounts of wealth, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them all. So would they not believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then another allegation that they had made against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was a human, then how is it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a human upon us, Allah will send a human to us to deliver this great message? It should have been an angel that would have come down, and that angel should have directed us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Nabi of Allah, he walks around in the marketplace, he eats and drinks like how we do. So it is not possible that he could be a prophet or a Nabi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses this, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, that we had not sent before them but men. Here two things. One is that women were not sent as prophets, and secondly, here men refers to humankind, that there were no angels that were sent down, there were no jinnat that were sent down. All the prophets that had come, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam that had come, they were men, they were insan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obviously, the difference between them and the rest of mankind was, Nuhi ilayhim, we had revealed upon them, the revelation had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what differentiated the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam from man. Obviously, besides that, the quality, the akhlaq, the character of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were different. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says that ask the people of knowledge. Here, who are the people of knowledge? Who could the people of Makkah ask with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the ulama have stated, it is the ulama of the Yahud and the Nasara. They had received wahi before, they had accepted Musa alayhi salatu was salam as a Nabi, they had known that he was a human, they accepted Isa alayhi salatu was salam as a Nabi, most of them believed that he was a human, so hence they would have realized and understood if they asked Ahl al-Dhikr, the people of knowledge, then they would have known. But here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves it very general, that in so far as our Shariat also is concerned, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. In every aspect of our deen, and throughout the entire time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down ulama-i kiram. Many of them had different qualities with regards to their knowledge. Many of them specialized in various fields. So if you have a problem insofar as a rule of the Shariat is concerned, go and ask them about it. You want to know about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and ask them about it. You want to know about an ayat of the Quran, go and ask them about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that in so far as every aspect of our deen, we should seek guidance from the ulama-i kiram. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامِ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we send these rijal, we send these men, we send these humans, and even before also, وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا, and we had not made them such bodies, لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامِ, that did not eat food. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam had come, they were human, they had human needs, and one of the human needs was that they would eat food like everyone else. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامِ, because they had also, when they raised the objections, they said that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam eats like how they eat. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ, and secondly is that they were not immortals, they were not people that live forever and ever. They had come onto the surface of this earth, they delivered the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them to the everlasting hereafter. So that will also happen to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these were some of the objections that they raised against the Quran, or rather allegations that they made against the Kitab of Allah, they made against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had responded to. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.